So unless and until we clear all these obscurations, and unless we have the support of merit, the attainment will be very hard to come by. So for that reason, when in Lamrim, when the actual meditation, when Lama Tsongkhapa started talking about the stages of path, so it was divided into sessions, actual sessions and post sessions. In the actual session itself, it begins with the jhojru practice. So first you engage in jhojru practice and then you do meditation. So that is the main reason. And to give, of course, you already know, just to give an example, analogy is like you have a Ferrari. You got a Ferrari, but then if you are going to drive in the city, especially when there's a lot of roadblocks, no way you can enjoy that, no matter how fast it can go. But you don't have the condition to really utilize or maximize the whatever that power of that vehicle. So likewise, we all have that potential to really achieve enlightenment, not life, taking life years and years, but we have the ability to attain that in this very lifetime. But because of all that hindrances, because of all that impediments, it thwart our progress. So if we are able to do this and then followed by meditation, so maybe there is still a hope. So that's the plan, and that's the rationale behind doing this. So now the question is, how do we want to do it? Do we want to do it in English? Do we want to do it in Tibetan? So since we are in democratic country, why not? We say, yeah, English or Tibetan? English. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tibetan. 1, 2, 3. Okay. English wins.
Is that okay with everybody? Just consensus on top of the
Democratic
vote.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
is this how you say
three
it?
Should get their
Eyes have it, is it?
Eyes have it.
When Parliament votes,
yeah.
The Quakers have the consensus. That's right. That's what happened.
Yeah. So maybe the mandala, I think we do in Tibetan. It's easier because I find it quite difficult to read even those names. But the others, yeah, we will try to do in English because then, yeah, we get the meaning, we understand what we are reciting. And if we just read in Tibetan, I think only Tibetans can understand what we are reciting. So we will begin with that. So what we, how, I'm not going to follow this strictly. Because there is this Lama Chöpa visualization here, especially that generating merit field. So I don't want to bring that in here. We will just focus on simple visualization, which we will have this the visualization of objects of refuge. So we won't have separate merit field. So we will generate or visualize the object of refuge as the object of refuge, as well as our merit field. So we won't do a separate merit field visualization. So that will make it simpler. So we begin with the usual prayer, which is the what you call the homage to Buddha, Dhamma Jumninde. And then we begin with the visualization. And here we will, even though here it says only three times, we are going to focus, we are going to do a bit more, and then try to remember the visualization. You know, each time when we recite a particular phrase like Lama like Gyatso Cheo, there are specific visualizations which we discuss, and I hope it is still fresh in your memory. So we will try to do that. So this time, try to really have something, you know, feeling from within, not just parroting. Try to have some kind of feeling inside. Yeah, so that would be good. Okay.
So we'll try to do this fairly slowly.
Yeah. So we begin with the Dumba Jomlin, the dilution, right? That.
Yes. In space and eye level?
No.
Dumba Jomlin, that one.
Oh,
dilution.
Oh,
yeah. Din de de je je ba ta jom ba yan do ba zo be san ge re ba da sha zo den ba de wa ra she ba ji den ke bu de be ka lo ju wa la na me ba la da me nam ge den ba san ge chom de pe ya wa sha ja du ba la sha ze lo che do ja zo che o de ma chom de de je Da jomba yang da ba zobe sangye rigba da shabzo tenba tewara shekba jikten kenba kebo duwe kalu gyurwa lana meba lada menamge tenba sangye ye chumdende pe gyawa shagya tuba la chanzen lo chedo kyabzo chevo Ba jom den de de shin she ba ja jom ba yang da ba zo be san ge ri ba da shab so den ba de wa la she ba ji den den ba ke bu du we ka lo gyur wa la na me ba la da me nam ge jom ba san ge jom den de be ya wa sha ja du ba la che do yab so che o Now the visualization of the objects of refuge. So we recite slowly, and then as we read, we try to do the visualization.
In space at eye level
before
me
is a throne, both lofty and glorious, made of all precious gems. Above and below it is protected by lions, two each corners of which high and low. On top of this throne is mandala set seed of lotus in full bloom, the moon and the sun. Seated upon it is my holy root guru, you who are always so gracious and kind. In outward appearance you are Buddha Shakyamuni. Your body is the hue of refined polished gold, with crowning onisha, one head and two arms, your right hand outstretched towards the earth, and you left in your lap, calmly holding the begging bowl filled with three nectars. Adorned with all 112 marks of Buddha, you are wearing a monk's robe that are saffron in color. Your legs are both crossed in Vajra position. You sit in a bright cloud of clear rays of light. Seated around you are all my own gurus and those of the lineage as well as my yidam. You Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors are seated here also. Your volumes of teachings are set here before you on most precious cushions. They glow with clear light. All of you members of this mighty assembly are smiling and pleased as I sit doing puja. Recalling your kindness and qualifications, I am placed in firm state of very strong faith. I and all mother sentient beings from beginningless birth until this present time have experienced and full the various sufferings of samsara in general, and specifically those of the three lower states. Yet it still is not easy to fathom completely the depth and the scope of suffering we bear. But now I have taken a sound human body, fully endowed with the eight forms of leisure and the ten circumstances conducive for Dharma. Such a sound body, not easily gained, when once obtained, can be put to good use, for with it I can work for a much higher rebirth, nirvana, or even the state of Buddha. And I have had the good fortune to have met with the Dharma, the Dharma whose presence is so rare to find. Having attained these most favored conditions, if I do not work to achieve full enlightenment, surpassing nirvana and free from all pain, if I do not try to attain this right now, then again I shall have to experience the sufferings of samsara, and specifically those of the three lower states. Therefore, as the power to protect me from all these sufferings lies only with you, in your hands, O my Guru, and the three jewels of the refuge and mission before me, I promise to strive for Buddhahood now, so that I may be able to benefit fully all other sentient beings. And so, for this purpose, I now go for refuge to you, Holy Guru, and the three precious jewels. Okay, before we recite these lines, first do a bit of meditation, contemplation, reflection on this last paragraph, where this is all about generating our motivation. I take refuge in my Guru. I take refuge in Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in Sangha. I take refuge in Guru. I take refuge in Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in Sangha. I take refuge in my Guru. I take refuge in Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in Sangha. Lama la jabzo che wo sanje la jabzo che che la jabzo che wo gende la jabzo che wo lama la jabzo che wo sanje la jabzo che wo che la jabzo che wo Lam Gindala Jabzo Chewo. Now we do individually, and then we do the visualization, the specific visualization. So we first begin with the Lama La Jabzo Chewo. We will do maybe around half around mala. Lama La Jabzo Chewo. Lama La Jabzo Chewo. Lama la jabzo chewo, 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 lama la jabzo chewo. Lama la jabzo chewo, 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 lama la jabzo chewo. Lama la jabzo chewo, sanje la jabzo chewo, sanje la jabzo chewo, sanje la jabzo chewo,
Sanje ma jab zo che 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 Chu lai jiao zuo jie, Chu lai jiao zuo jie,
Before we do the final one, can someone remind all of us about the visualization? What were we supposed to do? Any volunteer? When we recite, let's say, I take refuge in Sangha. What is the visualization here? I'm quizzing you. Anyone?
For this purpose, it's the arhats mm-hmm. who are part of the merit field mm-hmm. surrounding the Buddha.
So we have this Sangha. We have Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Those Sanghas are those who have achieved this direct realization. So we have Bodhisattvas, Arya Bodhisattvas, and Arya, the other two, what do you call that?
Hearers and solitary.
Hearers and solitary, yeah. So from you have already visualized that assembly. So from those Sangha members there, so rays of light emits and then enters you, and then of course it purifies all the negativities that we have created in our past lives, and then especially those specific negative karmas we have created in relation to a sangha jewel. So that's the visualization. When we each time when we recite again, you have to imagine that rays of lights emitting from the body of these bodhisattvas or this sangha community, sangha members, and then purifying our negativities. So if we are able to do that, it serves two purposes. First of all, if we are able to focus on that visualization, you are actually doing concentration meditation, because you are trying to focus your mind on one focal point. So that is the one of the goals. When you do that, try not to let your mind wander elsewhere. Even though you are physically here and reciting this phrase, But if you let your mind go elsewhere about a roadblock or something else, then no point. But if you really concentrate on that, and then if you, so normally it says that do it until you feel the goosebumps. That's what happens. When you really put your mind into it, you will have some sensation. So that's a good sign to have. So try to have that kind of sensation. That would be good. So let's do the final part.
Can we turn yes. the lights down a little bit?
Yeah. Now we are going to recite all together 10 times. So at this time, so now not only from the Sangha members, now from all that objects of your refuge, so from all of those which you have visualized, mainly from your guru and all that, so these rays of light emits from all of them and then cleanse away and purifies all your negativities. And at the same time, also imagine that you have received the blessings of the objects of your refuge. So let's try to do this 10 more times. La mala jazo che wo sanje la jazo che wo che la jazo che wo gendu la jazo che wo la mala jazo che wo sanje la jazo che wo che la jazo che wo
Sanje la jazo chevo, che la jazo chevo.
Next one is the bodhicitta, generating bodhicitta. So before we recite this, spend maybe a minute or two contemplating on how all of us are constantly bombarded with three types of suffering: the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and then the suffering, the pervasive suffering. Since other sentient beings have been kind to us in many lifetimes, it is our responsibility to help them. So at the moment, there is no way we can help all sentient beings, not even one sentient beings. We don't have the capability. But if we are able to achieve enlightenment, then we will be able to render our help. So here we are making this determination that in order to benefit or liberate other sentient beings, I will first try to achieve enlightenment. So that is the meaning. So spend few minutes contemplating on this, and then we will recite the prayer. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the highest assembly. From the virtuous merit that I collect by practicing giving and other perfections, may I attain the state of Buddha to be able to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddhas, the Dharma, and the highest assembly. From the virtuous merit that I collect by practicing giving and other perfections, may I attain the state of a Buddha to be able to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddhas, the Dharma, and the highest assembly. From the virtuous merit that I collect by practicing giving and other perfections, may I attain the state of Buddha to be able to benefit all sentient beings. Let's say the prayers of the Four Immeasurables. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings could remain impartial, completely unbiased, with neither attraction nor anger, repulsion, not close to some, nor distant from others, May they always remain in this way. May I cause them to remain in this way. Bestow on me, please, your inspiring strength, O divine holy gurus, to bring this about in my way. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were endowed with happiness and the causes for joy. May they always be endowed in this way. May I cause them to be endowed in this way. Bestow on me, please, your inspiring strength, O divine holy gurus, to bring this about in this way. How wonderful it would be all sentient beings were released from suffering and the causes of pain. May they always be released in this way. May I cause them to be released in this way. Bestow on me, please, your inspiring strength, O divine holy gurus, to bring this about in this way.
How wonderful
it would be if all sentient beings were never removed from higher rebirth or complete revolution. May they never be removed in this way. May I cause them never to be removed in this way. Bestow on me, please, your inspiring strength, O divine holy gurus, to bring this about in this way. One is enough. So now let's do the offering, blessings of offering. And the material offerings of gods and humans, both these set before me and those visualized, as well as a cloud of the animal offerings of Samindra. May they fully pervade all space. Om Namo truth of the three jewels of refuge, by the firm inspiration from all bodhisattvas and buddhas, by the power of the Buddha who have fully completed their collections of both good merit and insight, by the might of voidness, inconceivable and pure, may all of these offerings become as visualized. So now we go to the seventh limb prayers. No need.
All of you human lion
Buddhas who have come here in the past or are here now in the present or still have yet to come, wherever you are residing now in all the 10 directions, I offer you prostrations with my body, speech and mind. While seeing all the Buddhas most distinctly in my mind, I make physical prostrations to all you Buddhas now with force of Samindabhadra's prayer. And I bow down before you with innumerable bodies, as many as the atoms that there are in the world. As mental prostrations, I imagine very clearly on each of the atoms that there are in the world, Buddhas as numerous as all these many atoms, with bodhisattvas cluster encompassing them all. Now all of space before me is completely filled with atoms constructed of these Buddhas whom I distinctly see. As verbal prostration, I present to you all Buddhas an ocean of praises without any end, and recite in pleasing verses all your many wondrous virtues in every spoken language with innumerable tongues. May I fully please you Buddhas by offering you pure incense, the best of butter lamps, and umbrellas well adorned, fragrant saffron water, the vibrant sound of cymbals, and perfect flower garlands for justice. May I fully please you Buddhas as the noble Bodhisattvas have always done with offerings of the best they are to give, presenting you with the perfume, finest clothing for your statues, and powdered incense equal to Mount Meru in expense. May I fully please you Buddhas for prostrating here before you by the power of my faith and the power of moral deeds, by the peerless spread of offerings unequaled in this life, and I visualize before me as presented up to you. So those who have brought your own mandala set, please. So remember, whatever we have, we are not just offering. Let's say I have these beans, I'm not offering the beans, but we are transforming or visualizing all these into precious, all the good things that is worthy of offering. And of course this, we are visualizing, we are, what do you call, transforming from our own virtue, whatever virtue we have, then we are converting that into offering sets, and that's what we are offering. So let's begin. First, we learn how to do. Yeah, you have being lazy, is it?
No, I want to make sure that I follow the words.
Okay.
I'm not distracted by that.
Okay. You can be umze. Take care of that. So we will do the long one 3 times. And then we will do several rounds of the short one, Sashi Pushi. The long one we will do 3 times.
Om Benza Bhume Ahum Vanja Sajasa Om Benza Rige Ahum Shichari Kuryu De Kove Usu
Riyamo Rira Sharalu Babo Zondambo Nuvalandu Chantame Luga Luba Ayalda Ayashin Zodendo Namjo Tame Nyenda Tame Nyenda Rimbo Chiye Rivo Pasamje Shinge Vejuye Mamu Baye Lodo Polo Rimbo Chiye Nobu Rimbo Chiye Puno Rimbo Chiye Lumbo Rimbo Chiye Lambo Rimbo Chiye Tajo Rimbo Chiye Mabu Rimbo Chiye Tejen Baye Pum Gema Tewa Ma Lu Ma Kara Ma Meto Ma Tubu Nanse Ma Chicha Ma Ni Ma Dawa Rimbo Chiye Du Chole Nambara Ngewe Gyanzen Ge Buzo Adami Bejo Buzo Ma Zangwa Meba Zazan Jin Yidu Wungwa Teda Chijin Zawa Dan Gubara Lama Tamba Namda Kebara Dunya Tanja Tuna Tuna Doji Chan Chimbu Lazo Koda Chibu Shingambu Wanyu Doji Gove Tundu Shizu Sui Shinye Yadazo Tata Nyambu Simche Tamche Lato Zawa Chimbu Ngone Chinje Lato Sui Puji Juche Medo Tama Rira Leche Nyende Gyanpati Sanje Shindo Mide Buwahi Drogu Namda Shinga Chubara Jho Yedan Guru Ramenda Laga Taya Mewe
I think we don't have much time. La Sun Sama Sonanda. Okay, let's do one more. Yeah.
Om Benza Om Me Ah Om One Jai Sege Saji Om Benza Rige Ah Om Chichari Kuyo Ji Kore Ji Vija Bo Vira Shara Lupa Bo Ho Zambo Ji No Palan Ju Chan Tami Nye Luda Lupa Aya Kong Aya Chen Yodem Bo Lan Jo Do Tami Nye Rimbo Chi Rivo Pasam Ji Shing De Ji Yu Pa Mame Paye Lodo Kolo Rimbo Chi Nobo Rimbo Chi Tumo Rimbo Chi Rimbo Rimbo Chi Lambo Rimbo Chi Tajo Rimbo Chi Mago Rimbo Chi Terjen Paye Bumba Ge Ma Chewa Ma Lu Ma Kara Ma Meto Ma Dugu ma nanse ma chicha ma nye ma da wa rinpo che du Nambara geve gyan zinje uzo lada mi pejo puzun zoma ma sa ma me ba teda triju goma teda chinchen sa Gyubara jebe bande lama tamba nanda kebara duya loza dosa tuwa doji chan chimbu lazo parda cheba Shingambu wanjiwo duji jove tundu shizu se shini janta so jowa mayu nange tada nyade Chimbu ngone jinje la dozu Peje joje me to chamma rira lenshe nide gembade Sanje shindo mide buwaye Chogwe namda shingla chubba shoye Kewa kundu yamda lama tangan jeme chuyi bela longju che Sadan lamje yende rabzo ne doje chanje ngopa nyurdo shoye Yedan guru namda lakanaya taya
There is another stanza it is good to recite. I don't know whether this is in, there is any translation. It's called Panden Lame Nambara Tarba La Kiji Zanya Lokta Nigi Shin Chinze Labor Tongue Nigi Lame Chila Semna Jupor Chos I'm wondering whether there's a translated one. Basically, it's saying, Basically, this is part of the guru yoga practice. A guru. What do you call that? Guru yoga. Where he's saying that may I be able to have always have a pure view of my guru, and because of that, may I receive all the blessings of my guru. Because in Lamrim and all from Buddhist point of view, your guru is the medium to all attainments. So if you are able to view your guru in that perfect light, then yeah, you will have a good spiritual development. So that is the idea. But of course, we have these afflictive emotions. Because of that, we have difficulty seeing our guru as perfect and pure. We always see faults and shortcomings. So this prayer is to request gurus to be blessed, so that we will be able to follow the guru yoga practice.
Will you send that to us?
If I find the translated version, I will.
Google it. Uncle Google,
as you say. But sometimes it's the way to ask Uncle Google. Okay, so it's already 11, so let's continue with the seven limb prayers. So we will skip, today we will skip the 35 Buddha prayers. We will skip that, but we will continue with the remaining seven limb prayers. Do you find where it is?
Right, it's on the same page.
Same page? Okay.
Page 20,
okay. Okay. Let's do that.
I openly admit and make full declaration that
every non-virtuous act I have done with mind, speech and body, while under the sway of desire, strong hatred and close-minded thought, has been a serious error I fully regret. By making the three jewels of refuge these offerings and promising not to commit them again, may I hereby avoid all the harmful effects of wrong I have done. Full of great admiration, I rejoice in your merit, O you Savaska and Prakriya Arhats and Arhats, you Bodhisattvas and Buddhas of all 10 directions, and I wish to be able to emulate fully the virtuous conduct of all highest ones. I request all you Buddhas, almighty protectors, and the lights of the world in all 10 directions, who remain unattached to Buddhahood gained through completing the 10-stage Bodhisattva career, to turn the incomparable wheel of Dharma in order to benefit all sentient beings. With palms pressed together, I sincerely beseech all you teachers who wish to gain final release which would bring to an end your most generous teaching. Please stay with us here for as many world ages as the numberless atoms there are in the world, for the sake of the welfare of all sentient beings. Whatever small merit from virtuous actions I have gained through prostrations, the offerings I have made, declaring, rejoicing, requesting, beseeching, I dedicate all to the Ten Buddha, so that I may be able to liberate quickly all sentient beings from the suffering they bear. And then we end with this special, the supplication, the special request. The three-point request.
This question is lineage grows to bestow their inspiration.
There's a lot of requests there.
Lama, this is the one on page number 20. Page number 20, last section, requesting the object of refuge for great purpose. Okay, let's make this request from our heart. I take refuge as a three precious gems and my guru, and I make this request. Send forth to me waves of inspiring strength. Inspire me now in all motherly beings to bring to an end all distorted state of mind, from showing precious gurus the slightest disrespect, through insisting we ourselves are truly different from all others. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to develop most quickly all true states of mind that especially include showing gurus respect. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to clear away hindrances, outer and inner, to our practice of Dharma. I take refuge in the three precious gems and my guru, and I make this request. Send forth to me waves of inspiring strength. Inspire me now and all motherly beings to bring to an end all distorted states of mind, from showing precious gurus the slightest disrespect, through insisting we are ourselves truly different from all others. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to develop most quickly
all true states of mind
that especially include showing gurus respect. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to clear away hindrances, outer and inner, of our practice of Dharma. I take refuge in the three precious gems,
and I make this request.
Send forth to me waves of inspiring strength. Inspire me now in all my beings to bring to an end all distorted states of mind, from showing precious gurus the slightest disrespect, to insisting we ourselves are truly different from others. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to develop most quickly
all true states of mind,
especially include showing gurus respect. Send forth to us waves of inspiring strength to clear away hindrances, outer and inner, to our practice of Dharma. Okay, we now stop here, and we will have our break, and then after that, we will do meditation, and we will conclude by the concluding prayers. Let's begin our meditation by adopting a very comfortable posture. Your spine should be straight, like an arrow. Hold your head slightly bent forward, not too high. Shoulders should be level and relaxed, neither slouching nor stiff and tense. Place your two hands in the meditation gesture, the right hand on top of the left hand, with your thumbs touching at about the level of navel. Alternatively, you could place your hands gently on your thighs with the tips of your fingers resting on your knees. Let your mouth and teeth rest in a relaxed, natural position. The tip of your tongue should rest gently on the upper palate, just behind the teeth. Let your eyes relax. You can either keep them gently closed or gaze softly in front of you at an angle where, if you were to look, you would see the tip of your nose. Now let's take three deep breaths. Each time, breathing all the way down into your belly as if you are filling up the torso with the in-breath from the bottom to the top. Breathe deeply in this way and feel your belly rising each time as the air fills in. When you exhale, let your breath out at a slow, measured pace. Again, draw in a deep breath, filling your body with revitalizing oxygen. And as you slowly release this second breath, feel yourself relaxing. On the final deep breath, draw in all of your attention into this moment. and release the breath slowly, feeling yourself drop into your body and into the present moment. Now bring your attention to the present moment by focusing on your breath. Choose a pace of breathing that is neither shallow nor deep, just natural. Now choose a focal point to help anchor your awareness of the sensation of your breathing. Notice where you feel your breath in your body most prominently. It could be the tips of your nostrils, where you feel subtle sensations as you breathe in and out, or your belly, where you feel the sensation of its rising and falling as you breathe. Once you have the focal point, just breathe in and out while resting your mind on that focal point. There is no need to think about your breath, nor control it. Simply allow your body to breathe naturally at its own pace and experience each incoming and outgoing breath. As you do this, you might notice that your mind has wandered. You may start thinking about other things. If this happens, it is not a problem. It's very natural. Simply notice that your mind has wandered and gently bring it back to your breath. It is important not to judge yourself when this happens. Simply bring your attention back to your breath and continue focusing on it. if you are finding it difficult to hold your attention on your breath, you can try counting. You can try mentally counting your breath with each round of an inhalation and exhalation as one cycle. Breathe in as you breathe out, mentally say one. You could count up to 10 and then start over. Another helpful technique is to place a hand on your belly to feel the rising and falling with each breath. Either of these techniques can be used to help hold your attention on the breath for long periods of time. If you feel yourself getting dull or sleepy, you might want to check your posture to ensure that your spine is upright. You may also try opening your eyes briefly to allow some light to come in, then return to the breath. Now let's bring our attention to our body as a whole. Separate your observation of the body from the bodily feelings. At this beginning stage, focus on the body itself. Not the bodily sensation example, not whether you are feeling warm or whether you are feeling comfortable. Just focus on the whole physical body, what it is made up of, what comes to your mind when we think of our bodies. Something solid and single entity? Does it appear as if it had nothing to do with its parts? Let's examine what it is really made up of. Observe the body having various limbs and parts. Notice how head, arms, torso, legs, and other parts make up our bodies. Notice what we call our body is in fact a collection of parts and particles of our bodies. How it is dependent on many parts and factors coming together. Remain in that awareness for a few minutes. Now gradually focus on the individual parts of the body, starting with the head. Observe the thousands of strands of hair on your head. Next, observe the skull and how it is made up of bone particles. These particles are also made up of cells and smaller particles called atoms, which are made up of smaller particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons that possess energy and movement. Observe how even the parts are made up of other smaller parts and particles, down to the smallest atom. Remain in this understanding that what we call our body is a collection of parts and how they are constantly undergoing change. Below the skull is the brain that is made up of soft tissue, liquid, and nerves. And these are also made up of cells and atoms. and similarly undergoing a process of arising, change, decay. Moving downwards to your eyes, the eye sockets, the eyeball, they too appear solid, but are a collection of subtly vibrating atoms. Move down to the throat and its parts. There is a mixture of solid, liquid, and air in the throat. That too is made up of smaller parts and dynamic atoms. Move down to the chest with its ribs and bone. Bones appear to be hard and thus solid, but again, bone particles and atoms in quiet vibration and change. In this same manner, direct your attention to the rest of your body and organs all the way to the tips of your toes. All are made up of smaller parts of atoms. To us, bodies and parts appear solid, single entity, and permanent. In fact, it is dependent on many parts and factors, which is undergoing momentary changes. Nothing lasts. Prior moment of parts and particles are replaced by subsequent moments. It is in constant state of arising, change and decay. Nothing lasts and therefore impermanent. Remain in this awareness for as long as possible. Reflect how the body as the house or vessel of the mind appears solid and inherently existing, but is in fact a composition of parts coming together, cooperating together to enable the body to function, and is in a constant state of arising, change and decay. Reflect on how the parts are interdependent and impermanent. Remain in that awareness for as long as you can. slowly open your eyes. Anybody want to share your experience? No one? Okay, then we do our
prayers. So we'll begin with the short mandala offering and then the concluding prayers.
We can just start with the concluding prayer. I don't need the mandala. Yeah.
Concluding prayers. Nam cha chu sam cho rim bo je ma je pa na je jo je je va nyam pa me ma ya go ne gong du pe wa ra jo
Jabel Pavu,